This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway, PRI, and other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
A megaphone heard round the world.
I can hear you! I can hear you! The rest of the world hears you! And the people... And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
President Bush on the rubble pile of the World Trade Center 10 years ago, hinting that the war on terror would be a global battle with no restraints. It would involve more than attacks against the people who knocked down those buildings, and at this point, it appears to have no end. The Cold War lasted nearly a half century. Will the war on terror break that record? Ending wars without end. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. We're going to start this hour with a discussion of, does a war on terror have an end? It's Wednesday, September 7th. Celeste is out this morning, but we're going to start the headlines with that war going on this morning between firefighters and the most destructive wildfire in Texas history.
I have seen a number of big fires in my life. This one's as mean-looking as I've ever seen.
That's Texas Governor Rick Perry and presidential candidate talking about the 18-mile-long, 5-mile-wide fires near the town of Bastrop. That fire has destroyed more than 1,000 homes, killed four people, forced thousands out of town. Terry Orr is the mayor.
While it has not been 100% of structures destroyed, it's probably in the order of 80 to 90%. It looks like a moonscape.
Bastrop is just one of the 50 fires burning this morning across Texas, where drought conditions and high winds whipped the fires in different directions for several days, although things are a little more moderated this morning, according to fire officials we've been speaking with, and we'll keep you updated all morning long. Governor Perry will take time out from managing the response when he heads to California tonight to appear in his first Republican presidential debate. The man he hopes to challenge next year takes his turn on the stage tomorrow night, not a debate. He's actually going to unveil a jobs plan, President Obama will, that features $300 billion in tax cuts and infrastructure spending during a speech to both houses of Congress. White House spokesman Jay Carney says Republicans need to work with the president.
He hopes that the imperative to help the economy to grow, to create jobs, will trump political partisanship.
A new NBC Wall Street Journal poll says 3 of 4 Americans believe we have a ways to go before the economy will even hit bottom. Police aren't sure why a man burst into an IHOP in Carson City, Nevada yesterday and opened fire with an AK-47 assault rifle. Carson City Sheriff Kenny Furlong says 3 National Guard's troops were having breakfast and were killed.
To say that he was targeting before he came into the restaurant, those military persons, we have not been able to establish.
Another woman was killed outside. The alleged shooter, Eduardo Sencion, shot himself at the scene. In India, a bomb outside New Delhi's high court killed 10 people this morning. The lawyer was inside the building at the time of the blast.
The whole building shook up. I saw a lot of smoke around. I could see many people crying, and I could see some people injured too. I didn't want to look at the detail at how badly they were injured because it was not a very pleasant sight.
That the lawyer spoke with our partner, the BBC. Police say the bomb was hidden in a suitcase. Officials in Libya's new government say former leader Muammar Gaddafi is not in the city of Bani Walid. They believe he's moved south into the desert. And the trial of former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak resumes this morning in Cairo. One of the first witnesses denied that Mubarak actually gave orders to shoot protesters. Our partner, The New York Times, is reporting that Defense Secretary Leon Panetta supports a plan to keep 3,000 to 4,000 U.S. troops in Iraq past this year's withdrawal deadline. They'd stay to train Iraqi forces on an open-ended basis. And CEO Carol Bartz is out at Yahoo, while Eddie Murphy will host this year's Oscars. Asian and European markets are up. Futures are up. The Dow starts at 11,139. The S&P opens at 1,165. And the NASDAQ begins trading at 2167. Coming up this morning, a follow-up to news that the post office is $9 billion in debt and could shut down for the winter. We'll get more from the country's Postmaster General, Patrick Donahoe, later this hour. And we're going to talk more about the people affected by the attacks on September 11th. A generation changed plans. Forks in the road, a discussion later on. And now we're talking about the war on terror. We'll begin the hour. Does it have an ending? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.